David and his men, about 600 in number, left Keilah and kept moving from place to place. When Saul was told that David had escaped from Keilah, he did not go there. David stayed in the desert strongholds and in the hills of the desert of Ziph. Day after day, Saul searched for him, but God did not give David into his hands. The Ziphites went up to Saul in Gibeah and said, "Is not David hiding among us? Now, O king, come down whenever it pleases you to do so, and we will be responsible for handing him over to the king." So they set out and went to Ziph ahead of Saul. Now David and his men were in the desert of Maon. Saul and his men began to search, and when David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Maon. When Saul heard this, he went to the desert of Maon in pursuit of David. Saul was going along one side of the mountain, and David's men and his men were on the other side, hurrying to get away from Saul. As Saul and his forces were closing in on David and his men to capture them, a messenger came to Saul saying, "Come quickly, the Philistines are raiding the land." Then Saul broke off his pursuit of David and went to meet the Philistines. And David went up from there and lived in the strongholds of En-Gedi.
Right, so I can see you've done the packing, but it's so heavy I can't even lift it. So can you just take it over there, please?
But this is our case for our holiday to Croatia.
I know, Ian, but we're flying on one of those cheapo ones and there's a weight limit. So I'm afraid to say, when I weighed it, it just weighed an absolute ton. And I need to know what on earth you've put in there for our holiday. So please open it up. Yes, failed again.
I'm a man.
Right, so remember, it's a beach holiday. Hopefully it's going to be hot. So I want to know what you've put in here, please. So would you like to show me?
Shoes.
Yes, but look at them. They're sort of almost like hiking boots, aren't they? They're for mountains, and we're going somewhere where it's flat. So I'm sorry, but that's going to have to go over there. I really don't think we need to take those. Right, what else have you got?
We're going on a picnic when we're there. We always go in our country, so we're going to go on a picnic. So I bought the picnic set.
Yes, but when you're on holiday, you can go to these little shops and they sort of like do you a do-it-yourself picnic and you take it with you. And look, again, feel the weight of it. Sorry, but it's on the no pile. What else have you got?
Got a Mac. It might rain.
It might, yeah. I'll give you that. So I think, yeah, that's going to go back in with the repack. Well done. Okay. What else? A flask. Not only a flask, but by the weight of it, it's got a ton of tea in there. No, I'm sorry, but by the time we get there, that will have gone cold. And again, we can buy drinks, so no. That's
now, I know that this is something that you women always take, because right. You're not...
Okay.
That's an iron. You lot take an iron.
Yes.
You just do take an iron.
We used to. But nowadays, most hotels, well, all hotels, will have an iron in the room, or one you can ask for. So again, I'm afraid it's on the unnecessary pile. Okay.
Not getting very far, am I? Got some sandals.
Ah, yes, okay, I think that's a good choice. So, yeah, we'll let you put those back in.
And I've got a book. 101 historical sites. Now we've never been to, yes, we did go to Croatia once.
We did.
But we're
yes.
going to another part. So I've got the book that will tell us all about it.
let me just test the weight.
Oh, typical.
Yes. Now that would be our 10 kilo weight just on its own. So sorry, but you can memorise, you can make notes. notes of where we could go, and then you could take that with you.
Can't memorise anymore really because clever, I'm getting old.
If you were really clever, you could make notes on your phone and read it when you get there. Yes. We'll say no more. Huh? Yes. Okay.
Can I take this back?
You can take the toilet bag, but again, what on earth have you got in here? We won't show you all. It might be embarrassing. But oh look, a great big thing of hand lotion.
That's
now most hotels, again, you get those tiny little ones, don't you? Or one on the wall and you squidge it. So I really think again, no. That's not. But the rest of it, yes, essentials. Things you need to take. So, yeah, let you put that back on there. Okay.
Now, I'm going to take something we don't normally play with in England.
Right.
But I'm going to take it. That's tennis balls. We're going to play tennis, aren't we?
I'm afraid. My tennis days went many years ago. So, and I don't think a hotel's got a tennis court. So, again, might have seemed like a good idea, but I don't think so.
So we're getting to the stage where there's not a lot left in
isn't,
here.
But
I've got sun cream, and I've got a pair of shorts, swimming trunks, and I've got the stuff on my back.
You haven't seen them on.
So this is the three things that I can take, isn't it? Trust me, because then that can go in there.
But essentials.
Essentials. Yes. Well, I'm only going to wear these, this top and this.
Right, so you really are going to be travelling light.
So I can take that in there, that in there, that in there.
And you can do it up, and now you won't be anywhere near the weight. Brilliant, well done. And that
I'm not going to pack this again.
That lot you can put away some other time. Well done. Finally got it right. So, okay, you can leave your case on there. Thank you very much for doing that. So, what was that about? Well, is life a bit like, not necessarily going on holiday, but is life about walking around day to day and what we carry? Remember back to the burdens and baggage, or baggage and burdens, and wondering what it is that we carry. As Ian showed there, there are lots of things that you might say, oh, but I need that. I must have that in my life. And then someone else might come along and say, are you sure about that? Do you really need that? Are you sure it's not weighing you down? So I've thought of a few things, and I've broken it into two different sections. The first one, responsibilities. We all have responsibilities of some sort, don't we? Maybe some that you wish you didn't have, but we do have. And so I came up with a few ideas, and you probably will come up with a few more. So we're going to just, when we tap, hopefully, if you tap that slide once for me, and we will family. I know some of you may live alone, but hopefully you've got friends who feel like family for you. So there's always some close other people that you care about and that maybe you feel responsible for. So day to day, that's something that, yes, we definitely have in our lives. The next one I put was home. Many of us live in our own homes, and we are responsible for those homes. Some people have other people who can come in and help them look after their home. But if you live somewhere, then in some ways you feel responsible for your surroundings, don't you? And looking after it, making sure it's clean and tidy and nice day to day. This next one you're all going to cheer heartily, I know, because it is church roles. So many of us have roles within our church and its life. And they're things that we do and mostly, hopefully, we do willingly. Just occasionally, we sometimes think, oh, I wouldn't mind a break from that. But on the whole, we feel that it's part of our service to God and to our fellow Christians, and so we're happy to do those things. And then some people here, I expect, hope, are still working people. Many of us are retired now, but some people have work. And younger people have other responsibilities, don't they? They belong to clubs, maybe, or things at school, responsibilities. So they are things that would be in our suitcase. And yes, some of them may be a little bit heavy, but they are things that we need and we take with us day by day. But our next slide is entitled Baggage and Burdens. What is it that we take in our lives or carry in our lives that maybe we shouldn't be? The first one I thought was the past and regrets. So often our lives are hampered by things from our past. Things that sometimes we don't even realise are there, and then something will just trigger and you will realise that it's a weight that you've been carrying and are carrying. The next one, the future. We can't do anything about it, can we? I'm sure David would have felt like that. He didn't know what was going to happen in the future. He didn't know if he was even going to survive with Saul pursuing him. So the future is something that sometimes can weigh on us, especially as we get older, I think. We tend to worry more about things like that. What will happen to me? Where will I be? Who will take care of some of the things that I do now if I can't? The next one. You might think it's sort of the same as the past, but I don't think it is in a way. Memories and hurts. I think this is more to do with things that have happened to us rather than maybe the past. The regrets is something maybe that was things that we might have done in the past. This is more things that have happened in our lives. And those things sometimes are buried quite deep. And we may not realise that they're weighing us down. The next one, soured relationships. And I mean, that happens in all aspects of our lives, doesn't it? It's not necessarily in marriages or home relationships. There are friends we had, and somehow we may have fallen out with. Just things that happen, and we part company with people, and sometimes it leaves just a nasty taste in your mouth. And the last one, which we all suffer from, our sins. And much as we come on a Sunday and we hear that Jesus died for me and he forgives my sins, we still slip, don't we, during the week. There are things that we do that we've done before, and we always say, I'm not going to do that again. But we're human, just like David was human. And when you read his life, he slipped so many times and did things that I don't think you and I probably would get into, I would hope. But just things that we do, things that then weigh us down and we need to bring to God. Do you remember back to that psalm when David was crying out? He was obviously in anguish. He said he was in anguish. And yet, can you remember what the very last line of the psalm was? It said, as for me, I will trust you. And he was obviously talking to God, wasn't he? So all of those things that were happening to David, all those burdens and baggage that he carried because of being pursued by Saul, because of things that had happened to him, things that he had done, all of these things he managed to bring in that psalm to God and to leave it with God, and then to be able to say, as for me, I will trust you. Can we have the next slide? Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Back last summer, Ian and I read these Bible notes daily, the upper room, well, most days anyway. And there was one called Pack Light, and really that's where the idea for this service came from. And it started off with that very verse, come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. And it was written by somebody who lives in America, and this is what she wrote. On my last holiday, I was going to be out of town less than a week, so I decided to bring only a carry-on and a personal item. However, after packing the essentials and many non-essentials, my bags were overstuffed and weighed down, which ultimately placed more stress on me than if I'd chosen not to carry the bags. Emotional baggage, like physical baggage, has the power to weigh us down and cause stress. When we choose to carry more than is necessary, we're telling God that we don't need help because we can handle it all on our own. However, it doesn't have to be this way. Today's quoted verse encourages us to bring our burdens to God. And also a verse in Psalm 55, which we read, cast your burden on the Lord and he will sustain you. These verses highlight the fact that by handing our burdens to God, we receive strength and rest. Let us give our burdens over to God and accept God's offer to carry them. And it ends with a short prayer. Compassionate God, thank you for lightening our burdens and giving us strength and rest. Give us wisdom to accept your help each day. And the thought for that day was, what burden do I need to hand over to God? What burden do I need to hand over to God?